Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
To the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the year, to join hands and thank the Creator now when Thanksgiving is due. This year, when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year, when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to everyone. Come on into the room. Welcome in. We've got a full house today. I see Lyric. I see BW. I see Amber.
Hello.
Yeah, say hi, everybody.
What's up? How you doing?
There you go.
We're all waking up.
Yeah, we are. And this is Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
And thank you for joining us today. And, of course, we are always streaming live to you from Orange County.
Orange County.
Yep.
Well, kind of. If you're new to the Your Weekly Dose, our podcast is about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day through laughter.
You already know we like to make you laugh, and we talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we all did recently. You know, the things that connect us all and the things that make us all human, because we all know laughter is the best medicine.
That it is. And to our listeners, old and new, we love it when you are a part of the show, so join the conversation with us by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
And you can always send us a message via X or Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
Yep, and you can also connect with us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And we got a full show for you guys today. We got movie reviews with our old friend Paul Preston calling in. Amber's got what's trending. We got Thanksgiving tweets. We got the 10 most popular dishes for Thanksgiving. We'll be talking a little bit about Mickey Mouse's birthday today. And we might have a special caller calling in later on. And then we're also going to try and do Name That Kazoo Tune. We're going to try and get to everything. It's going to be a busy show. It all depends on how much Paul talks about the movies and everything. So we'll find out. Also, today's theme song was Thanksgiving by the great Johnny Cash. And don't forget, guys, any of the songs that we play, you can always find it on Amazon.com, which is our main supporter there, our main sponsor. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, bookmark it, and then shop to your heart's delight, because tis the season. If you got last minute shopping for Thanksgiving or shopping for the holidays, now is the time to do it. Just go to our website, use our banner, and because every time that you guys basically buy stuff, we get a little cha-ching, and that helps us stay on the air.
Yes, every time you give Bezos a dollar, we get a penny.
Woo! Okay,
exactly. Okay. That's pretty much true.
Well, yeah. I've been shopping for Christmas since October, so.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And I'll just say this for my little last plea here.
Well, one more thing, though, quick.
Oh, yeah.
Anything, favorite, real quick, favorite Johnny Cash song?
Don't have one.
I mean, Walk Hard, I guess.
Walk Hard. That's a different one. I like that one. Amber, you got one?
I would say Folsom or probably Ring of Fire. I don't know. That's tough. You know what I really liked? I liked his rendition, his version of Redemption Song that he did on one of his albums recently.
The last
15 years. Yeah.
I love his cover of Hurt.
Oh, that's a good one too.
But yeah, really amazing. All right, go ahead,
very,
Amber.
Very good. Okay, so not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, guys, tell the world what you think of us.
Absolutely.
We want to know.
Absolutely.
I said, no press is bad press. It's all press. It's all
pressed. So why are you pressed? Just press.
All good. Say what you want. I love a hater. I love a hater.
That's her theme. She says that.
She does say that all the time.
She her, her face is like, more. She's doing the more sign. More.
I do
more.
You. I got my teeth gritted. I'm like, oh, no. Give me something to chew on. Give me something to chew on.
Wow. Haters going to hate us.
Wow. She wants something to chew on.
I'm going to leave that right there.
I like nice
I think all
people.
Of us are going to leave it right there.
I like nice people. I prefer nice people.
And because we're on the air, you know what?
Oh, yeah. Turn the on-air.
Yeah.
Oh, we fancy. It's fancy.
Yeah, we're fancy now.
Yeah,
we're fancy. Turn on the on-air sign so we all know that we're on the air. Exactly. Well, speaking of being on the air, should we catch up?
Let's do it.
All right.
BW's going to do that soon with me. I can tell.
Nah. I love when you do it.
I just dance.
There we go.
I feel like I'm doing Pilates.
That song is very what Pilates feels
since
like.
You weren't here last week, Amber, we're going to start with you because you missed Lyric's birthday show.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. I didn't expect it either, baby. It's all good.
Happy belated birthday.
Appreciate it.
Nothing to celebrate,
like ignoring
so it's okay.
My birthday. I prefer to ignore mine.
Yeah, hold it in.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We got, your birthday show's coming around again. So. Next year, yours and mine.
I don't have birthdays anymore.
Ooh. May 10th, baby.
Prince said,
I've been 28 for the last 13 years, so I understand.
Prince said rich people don't worry about birthdays.
That's true. That's
true. Exactly. That's why we all worry. That's why.
I think we all concerned.
Next another one.
We're not rich. We're not rich. I just, you know, I'm getting over my busy season at work, which is awesome. I mean, we're going on the holidays. It was really, really busy with events. Some great.
Which is why you weren't here last week.
Exactly. I was dead. I didn't get home from that event. I was there for about 12 hours. On my feet, running my ass off, and then I didn't get home till like 12:30 at night.
Yeah, because you texted me, I think, around 11:30,
I told you,
45.
I was like, I could just tell I was going to shut down. I was going to, and so I did. But it's good. I got a good paycheck. That's what I got.
Money.
No.
Oh, damn.
My presents.
She said, I don't celebrate Christmas.
So I don't celebrate Christmas.
I'm an angry elf.
I'm an atheist.
I'm doing Kwanzaa this year.
Oh, that's 7 gifts now. Let's talk about it.
Oh,
let's talk about it. That's 7 of them then.
Wait. Okay.
No, too late.
Other than that, everything's great. I'm excited for the holiday. You guys excited for the week? Maybe not. Okay, no, nobody made it.
This is just a regular week.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat good. That's what's
going to happen.
I'm getting excited, too, because we've got a new family here for the show.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So I love it. So it's going to be nice.
We should have did a potluck.
Do a what?
Potluck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Drink something.
We can do that?
Yeah.
I can't put
we can do that next week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's what we should do next week. Do a potluck.
Uh-huh. Friendsgiving.
Of all of our leftovers.
Okay. Bring your best. Okay.
Well, I'm going to let you know I ain't going to bring shit because I ain't cooking this year.
I would have eaten all mine.
Well, whatever left over. I mean, that's just it.
Put a plate aside and say that's for the show.
Yeah.
One little plate.
Yeah, one little plate.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody, we all try it.
Yeah. Everybody gets one bite.
Yeah, yeah.
Sample. There you go.
That's good.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. But UEW, how was your week?
Ooh, it was quite hectic. It was the last of my leave week, so I was trying to get all the ins and outs done. You know, I'm on the policy committee of my school, my little son's school. So, so that's busy. Doing that, so it's been like finalizing all my family stuff, so I can get back to business.
Yeah,
because it's after Thanksgiving, it's gonna get real hectic because we got some good stuff coming up with this pilot.
Oh yeah,
good news on the way soon. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's all you need to
say. That's all I'm gonna
say. That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah.
Keep the cat in the bag.
All right. That's not a good term. I got a bad feeling when you say that.
Yeah.
We could explain that
it's
another
witchy.
Show.
It's witchy.
It's a whole other thing.
Okay.
We'll talk about that another day.
Lyric, how about you, brother? How was your week?
It was easy, man. I ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? you know, did some work on the pilot. I found the greatest. One of the greatest. Okay, so y'all remember Saturday Night Live, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
remember Hans
God.
And Franz?
Yes.
So evidently, Conan O'Brien, Dana Carvey, and Kevin Nealon, they all wrote a script for Hans and Franz and the Dilemma of the Girly Man. Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it never got made, but I found a podcast where they all got together and did a table reading, so they all read the script, and it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, man. So it's
we got to find that
podcast. What year was this?
They wrote it back in 91.
Okay, but what year did they do the podcast?
This year.
They did.
I just read it. So they got together and they read it on the podcast, and the shit is hilarious.
Oh,
but
my
God. They use so many old references. Like the main villain is what's the old cat? He used to do. He's Jack.
Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, he's the main villain. Ended up being Jack LaLanne, and Schwarzenegger was like the main. Like it was hilarious. But I did that. It's a damn shame when that's the highlight of my week. But
No, that's
we're gonna have a
it.
Long talk after.
Yeah, but no, just did work on the podcast. We got some other sketches. Cool. Did some other video work coming soon. So
nice, man. Awesome. Yeah. Well, last week after the show, I mentioned I had to run rather quickly because I had to go do a gig. Mm-hmm. It was my first gig at a retirement home. It went spectacular.
Oh, good. No one died. Whew.
A lady did fall asleep. Damn. And she did scare me.
Immediately.
Right? Right?
Anyways, no time.
Yeah, I do this. Yeah, I'm morbid. I would touch the dead bodies. I'll be like, hug them.
I looked over, you know.
What's wrong with you?
A lot.
What the hell? Carry on, sir. Yeah.
So I'm doing the show and everything, and I'm kind of going through a little bit of history of myself and things that influence me or whatever. And I kind of catch this woman over in the wheelchair to my left. And I'm like, oh, look at her. She's awake. She's asleep. Look at that. You know? She's like, I put her to sleep. I lullabied her to sleep. You
aww.
Know? So I thought that was kind of cool, you know? But no, had a great time. Did an hour performance and everything. It was wonderful. They all sang along and danced in their chairs, you know, and stuff.
I love that.
So it was great. Had a really good time. So I can't wait because I go back next Saturday to do another show at the same place. And then I got booked for two more places, too. So
I love retirement. I worked at one in high school. I love it.
Did you really?
I totally did. Like when
still demented.
Yeah. I have a good grasp on death. And some
well,
my
yeah, because you're reaching out and holding them.
Some of my favorite people died, and I'd be there holding their hand or something, you know, and yeah, it's sad, but.
And there's the turn of the show right there.
Sorry.
Folks.
I wanted to be. We're all hugging right now, y'all.
We all hugging right now.
No. The guys are all leaning away from me.
My
the
big
guys
ass about to start
away.
Crying in the corner.
Anyway, so I got a good grasp on death. I'm kind of morbid on it.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
I should have introduced you to my friend Jillian because she's like into like death and the horror films and stuff.
I'm not into horror film stuff, but I'm into the medical side and the forensic side of things. And the letting go and the what could be on the other side of it and just all kinds of, I don't know. But I'm not into horror and torture and...
So you're more like on CSI kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. More science-y and spiritual,
so
I guess
note
you could
to
say.
Self.
But not Christian.
CSI... series.
I could have been a forensic detective. Okay. I could have been.
Could have been.
My nose.
I was watching something it was actually a study, and they found out when it comes to shows like NCIS, CSI, yada yada, those forensic detective shows is overwhelmingly watched by females, because when females watch it,
my wife,
instead of watching what's going on, they instantly start thinking, oh, how would I go about this, or how would this go?
So
or they're just analyzing how would this do, or how would I get
that's
away
what we do with true crime as well. We're like, this ain't gonna happen to me, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, like Criminal Minds, I did that show.
My wife loves Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I was speaking to Shamar Moore about it, because I told him, I said, man, everybody, like, all females love this show. He's like, bro, it's overwhelmingly females because of this reason. He's like, our major part of our audience is the women. Like,
holy cow.
We're very analytical.
Yeah, you are.
Is that what you call it?
To a fault sometimes.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
To a fault. Sometimes it gets scary.
Next time I'm
going to
say, hey, you're being too analytical right now, girl.
Yeah,
you those guys, words have
you
never
don't
been
want to
say
crazy. You don't want to say crazy, but sometimes that little bit of a if you got a little bit of a chemical imbalance with that over analytical, then that's where you get into dangerous territory with woman. That's where it gets scary.
Notice she says that with a smile.
Time. Yes,
been there and done that.
You've seen
her whole
there
posture
done that
changed.
Huh?
She did everything changed.
What?
I said you've seen it.
I've
dated
with
some scary bitches.
Yeah, you have.
Scary.
I've met some of them.
I'm with a great one right now. I'm with the one. So I'm good. She thinks I'm the weird one. So that I'm like, yes, good. Okay, I'm the.
She's on the other foot then, basically.
Yeah.
That's good then. Yeah. All right.
I love you, Lisa. Where are you? Thanks, babe.
All right. Should we do trending?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
All right. Let's do what's trending then. You ready, Amber?
I am.
All right. Here we go. Everybody, that's what's trending with Amber Ash McFerry.
All right, so, okay, we're going into the Taylorverse.
Okay.
We're going into the Taylorverse because we have to, all right? Where's the reaction?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. All right,
there you go. There's the Taylorverse.
Yay, we're going into the Taylorverse. Okay, Taylor just played. She's in Brazil right now, right? Rio de Janeiro.
Uh-huh.
Lyrics.
The Swifties in Brazil, hang on, petitioned to the church in Rio de Janeiro.
To the church in Rio,
the big church.
Good God.
And they projected a Taylor Swift T-shirt on Christ the Redeemer.
Whoa!
For the whole time she's there in town.
I bet you, his arms just went down.
You know what? She's like, it's ridiculous, man. Like,
it's crazy.
The type of power. She increased the NFL ratings because she was at the game.
So she's the new Michael Jackson.
She is legit.
Because they don't pass out at
they
her
don't
concerts.
Pass out. Yeah.
But you know what? She is the closest to
Michael
Jackson.
They don't pass out.
Or the Beatles for that matter.
Now, at her tour, people have legitimately, fans have blacked out and passed out.
See? She's there. She's there.
She is. I start out with the good news, right?
Uh-huh.
Christ the Redeemer. That's cool. Cool, Taylor. But
wait,
at the concert last night, and we go down the music, dun, dun, dun.
Uh-huh.
Or something else. Yes.
What happened?
It was 100 degrees in Rio de Janeiro. It was really hot, really humid. They were not allowing water bottles. Oh, that was...
That's how hot it was.
That's because they weren't offering water bottles.
They weren't letting them bring them in. They had to buy them there, and they were crazy marked up.
Oh, yeah,
like $20 a bottle.
So a fan legitimately died last night during her performance.
Wow.
Like, a girl, like, and she was, Taylor was throwing water bottles and stopping the show to get security to bring water because people were, like, passing out in front of her.
Oh, so it was the stadium trying
the stadium was
so
it
wasn't her.
It was not her. No, she was like, what the hell is going on?
Michael Jackson had 10 ambulances lined up.
Because they already knew. Yeah, they knew people were passing out.
That's just the case his nose fell off.
But this is the Brazilian government.
That's crazy.
The Brazilian government, you know what I mean? They didn't do it. They're like, it's women. I don't know. But some girl literally collapsed and died last night at her concert.
That's happened a couple of times with certain people. Mm-hmm. I know that mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm gonna drink my water right
going
now.
Going back,
seriously,
I know.
I know it made me thirsty. Just think about it. I was like,
that happened to David Cassidy.
Really?
In England. And the girl was like 13 years old, you know, and it was her dream to come and see him, you know, do a show. And she came to the show, and there was something, I think they said, wrong with her heart or whatever. And she just got too excited and died at the show.
Wow.
Well, you get that excited and you start hyperventilating and then you're going crazy. And next thing you know, you got all these different emotions and hormones going all over the place.
I'm a huge fan of certain bands, you know, and I love going to watch them.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever gotten to that.
That's what I was just thinking.
I haven't either.
I was like, what would I want to be at if I died? Like,
what would get me that excited to where I could die? There's
like,
nothing. Like, I can't.
Because
I don't get that excited. Like, there's no celebrity or count. Like, I've never had something be like, oh, my God, this is, look, I've just never been.
Yeah, me too.
That reminds me of the Coming to America, the part two.
Yeah.
The dad was like, throw me this part in, and he was like, I can die now.
Oh,
he did die.
He died right there.
You go, James.
Oh, my God.
He's like, give me the hell out of this movie.
Yeah. So those are the two big things. And then, you know, the Eras Tour is still surpassing all the records as the highest grossing tour
of all time.
And so it's just sad somebody had to die.
Yeah.
And if you watch the footage, they're going to show it on the news, but she's like throwing water bottles and she's like water bottles out to people. She's stopping like her concert and is like, get them water. Help them. Come here. Come get them. And it's trippy. It's sad.
Wow. Hey, woman, you got to do the numbers. If you got a million people there.
Yeah.
One or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Want to make an omelet.
The odds of it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the news. Christ the Redeemer. Woo!
Anything else?
That's the best transition ever.
Woo! It's just, you know, it's crazy. These Swifties are... I can't believe it. Like, I'm a new Swiftie, but I'm not, like, that level of it.
These people are, like, they're rabid fans. Like, they were, well, like, if Taylor Swift was, like, literally, I need all of y'all to go jump off the I-10 in L.A.
She would do it.
And half of them would run their stupid asses out here and jump off the I-10. Like, it's crazy.
I've never understood that about fans. I mean, the word fan is short for fanatic.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's okay. You just said it right there.
I know.
They are, like, I understand being a fan, but no, this new generation. Okay, you know what
I think it's new generation.
No, it is.
It's period.
It's the new generation.
It's period. It's been happening.
I think it's worse because it's like of the advent of technology. Because back then, if you wanted to see your favorite celebrity, you waited till they came on TV, you bought a magazine, or yada, yada.
But even then, they was following the band around.
No, of course. But now, you got people to the point, they're pulling up their favorite celebrity 24 hours a day. Like, I know a girl who literally idolizes Beyonce. She will sit all day on Instagram and just literally looking at Beyonce stuff. Going through everything.
Crazy. What Swifties do, too, is they... they'll comb everybody she's associated with. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you for just on the microphone. They will comb anyone who is rumored to be hanging out with her or associated with her. They will comb everything.
Their profiles,
and they put everything together. They're like fucking detectives.
That's crazy, man.
And Taylor Swift loves it. Of course. She does it on purpose.
Okay, so we need to hashtag this show, Taylor Swift, then.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
Swiftie.
Amber Talks Taylor.
Yeah, Amber Talks. There you go. Amber Talks Taylor.
Taylor.
Pound sound Swiftie.
And so there's two things. There's the Taylor.
And we're talking about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. The singer.
The singer. The person.
The person.
Taylor Swift. The brand.
I don't know.
The icon. Yeah. The one who does the commercials on TV, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Well, there's multiple Taylor Swifts on
the front.
Oh yeah,
she's fine.
We're talking about that Taylor Swift.
You know, she's average to me.
She's fine.
I don't think she's. She's cute, but she's average.
She's goofy.
She's like an average looking female to me. Like real talk, she's like an average looking female.
It depends for me what she's wearing and how she has her hair.
No,
for me,
she's just always average to me.
It's like
it's when she has her mouth shut.
Then she a ten.
Yeah.
And now we're canceled. There goes.
And
our
no one talks about how smart she is. How
nobody
great,
cares.
How good her songwriting is.
We don't care.
Nobody cares.
But no,
I love having some good pushback here. That's
but who,
good.
Who's the one who came out in Charlie's Angels? It was Drew Barrymore.
Lucy Liu.
And then who's the other?
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. I've got a love hate with Cameron Diaz because kind of like how you feel about Taylor Swift, you know, the singer icon, all these commercials, Taylor Swift. I'm just saying that so we can, you know.
She's not a sex symbol. Taylor is not a sex symbol at all.
But the thing is that that's what I feel about Cameron Diaz is like there's certain times I see her, I'm like, oh yeah. Other times I'm like, when I was younger,
and I saw her in The Mask with Jim Carrey, thought she was gorgeous. Damn, she's fine.
But then everything else I saw her,
I was like, she's cool, she's cute, and she's I can't use the word I would want to use here, what we always judge, but she's cool and she's attractive, but she's never been like oh my God, it's Cameron. She could be
the girl next door, and I can say it, or she could be real fuckable.
That's the word I wanted to say.
I know,
somebody said it, so now I can say it.
I can say that. Yeah. So Taylor Swift, I don't think she's sexy. Yeah.
Bullshit. Finish what you were saying, baby, my man.
Uh-huh. But she's on a... Oh, God.
Breaking news.
Mr. Brown Waters has just announced that he does not talk about women in that manner anymore. Breaking news.
Now we're gonna start. Now we're gonna start counting. Oh shit! He lied. I will get a whiteboard. Get a whiteboard.
Yeah, keep it score.
Yep. Oh wait a minute. Hold
35.
Sean's gonna do it.
Yo, y'all don't see this. He's actually getting up and he's sliding over, and now we have a whiteboard.
Wow. Strike one. Strike two.
Oh shit! That's awesome.
This is real. Sean is actually going to update the whiteboard.
Yeah, we are.
Every time BW sexualizes women, talks about some anything.
Do me a favor, just cross out that whole side.
Sometimes you don't even have to say anything to say someone's sexy. You just go like this. Damn.
Right.
And that's enough.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I know.
Oh, are you thinking?
You know what, Hollywood does that. They put certain people out there that are supposed to be sex symbols, and they're really not.
Oh, no, yeah. It's all makeup and clothes. Really it's all makeup
the booty
and clothes.
They want the booty chins.
Booty chins and booties.
Yeah.
Booty right. Chins, chest, everything. Oh,
this conversation took a crazy turn.
It's on the whiteboard.
Back to Cameron Diaz, though.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, there are times she is very doable. Like, there's a scene in the first Charlie's Angels where she's fighting. She goes to rescue Bosley, and there's this one thing where she's beating up this guy, and she's got her foot, her leg is like stretched out up against his throat. And the way her hair looks and her angry look.
She looks sexy.
Oh, my God. I need to go to the bathroom. The
you know, that's like,
the way he
you know what? In the right light.
Yeah.
Put it in the right light. Turn her 90 degrees. Put her head down a certain way. Yeah, she was cute.
I smack it. Absolutely.
I feel you.
You know? But other times, I'm just like you said, like.
And Taylor, and this to me, that's like even with Taylor Swift, I've just never.
Even when she tries to get sexy, she's still just always this funny, goofy girl. Tall, goofy
She
girl.
Does look like she's more goofy than sexy.
And so that's the interesting thing is she's not this like sex symbol, but she's like smart and imaginative and really good at business. So I don't. She's a witch. I told you she's a witch.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out like what is the hold she has on
these
people. And it's like because you know what it is.
Heard the songs.
And that's what it is because she strikes that emotional chord.
She does.
She talks about her relationships and put all her business out there.
Yep.
And all these other females, they've gone through something similar and they just relate to it.
Now I will say this too for Swifties.
It's all emotional.
I figured this out becoming so I'm a new Swiftie. She loves to put. She plans things far in advance, years, and she puts
like
Easter eggs. She puts Easter eggs in everything. Everything's a riddle to her. She's like her favorite book is Ready Player One, and she's a Riddler. And her fans eat that shit. Everything's planning and calculated and like a game. She makes her celebrity stuff like a game. So that's why they're always, it's like they're addicted to the game that she's created. And soapbox, I'm stepping off of it. Here we go.
Okay,
I jumped off.
That's good because you know why.
Oh, we got. Is it time?
We got time for our buddy,
woo-hoo!
Our pal, Mr. Paul Preston from the Movie Guys.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch.
Oh, I like you already.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. That's a Taylor Swift, that's Swifty thing right there.
I like Paul. Paul's cool.
Paul's awesome.
Let's go, bitch. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know BW, but I need a photo on Facebook of your friendship bracelet. Don't pretend you don't have one.
I'm going to make him one. I'm going to make him one.
Hey, look here,
one.
Man. I'm going to need you to stab my personal affairs,
I'm
going to
make him one that says Taylor Swift is hot. I don't know. I didn't think about it. I'm going to make it something.
Taylor Swift is doable.
Yeah, maybe something like that, Mom. I don't know.
You know, I don't talk about women like that.
Listen, you could talk about how.
Even he was like, that's bullshit, but go ahead.
You can talk about how pretty she is, how pretty she isn't, whatever. You can have debates all day. But look, if you want to end up in a song, nope.
You're right. Hell no. That's bad juju, man. Mm-mm.
They call it Taylor Voodoo for a reason.
Yep. Nah, I'm cool, man. Yeah, if she's going to come my way, I'm going to say, no, turn her around. No, go the other way. Go the other way. I'm good.
Paul, first of all, brother, it is so good to hear your voice, man. We haven't spoken in about 4 or 5 months or whatever. Last time you and I got together, we got to go see a wonderful band play. And
Foreigner.
Foreigner, yeah. And it was so good. And then, God, who was it who opened up for them, though?
Loverboy.
That's right. Loverboy opened up. So good. Thank you again for that, man. I mean, anytime your girlfriend does not want to go to a concert, I am so there for you.
This is backup girlfriend.
His, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm the backup girlfriend. Yeah, exactly.
Sean is not as beautiful as her. This is
that's very true.
I'm sure he doesn't smell as good. He's furrier.
I put deodorant on.
Sometimes, yeah, you do. I've smelled it before.
Yes, you'd rather see Barbra Streisand or Kristen Chenoweth, but I did drag her out to see. Like, so the first concert. Okay. We started dating. I got tickets to the Stones, the Rolling Stones. So we go see the Stones, and it's then she tells me, I think it's going to be my first rock concert.
Yeah.
Like, well, you peaked early. I think we're done. Like, can't see the Stones. That's it. And then I took her to see McCartney, then Brian Wilson with Chicago, then Rod Stewart with Cheap Trick, then Duran Duran. I'm like, you're done. You're good. If you never see rock again, you're okay. And I think she's taking me up on that. Now she's like, well, I think I'm done. So get your buddy Sean and go see Foreigner.
Oh my god!
I like her when she says that.
Hey, you know, at least she did the Stones.
Yeah, true.
They have two of the top 10 highest grossing tours of all time. The Rolling Stones.
Well, they've
so
been
that's
touring
cool.
for like 3,000
yes!
years. that's to be expected, right?
They have.
And Keith Richards just looks like he's 3,000 years old.
Yeah, like Jesus was a co-star, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, listen, man, you've got a lot of movies. You've been watching a lot of movies, too, and checking them out. Of course, the award season is just around the corner. So tell us about, first of all, Priscilla, though.
Yeah, definitely want to talk about that one. Excuse me. This is the story of Priscilla Presley when she first meets Elvis in 1959 to when she leaves him in 1973. And I think I got on here and talked about Baz Luhrmann's Elvis from last year.
Oh, yeah.
This is the antidote to that mess.
Antidote.
Yeah. If you were like had a bad taste in your mouth after Baz Luhrmann's Elvis, this will cure that because I was not a fan of. I think Baz Luhrmann. First of all, if you type Baz Luhrmann into your phone in a text, the phone will autocorrect Baz to bad. So that's not a joke.
It does.
Like,
it's true.
A number
it's true.
Of times.
It's
really?
True. Yeah.
BW, try
the
that.
The phone knows something that you know we
it's
don't.
Very
so
true.
Take a cue.
Okay, BW's gonna actually try it right now.
So the movie's about the life of Priscilla Presley from the time she meets Elvis till she died. I mean, till they split up.
Till they split up, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, see, actually, I didn't know that. I thought she was with him till he died, but she got out in 73. He died, I guess, in 77.
Yeah.
Mine changed to Biz Markie.
Oh, them ain't even. Yeah, well, they similar, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. This is written and directed by Sofia Coppola, who, you know, had that really... I mean, quite a remarkable filmmaker, given that her inauspicious debut back in, like, The Godfather 3 as an actor was so, like, roundly trashed. And she's not great in that movie, but she said, screw it, I'm going to jump on the other side of the camera. You know, won an Oscar for Lost in Translation script and then continued to make intriguing films from then on, like Somewhere and Marie Antoinette, The Beguiled remake, and now this is her... one of her best films, I believe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's really... okay, Kaylee Spaney, I think her name is,
yes,
plays Priscilla. Never heard of her. So this is like her coming out party for me. And somehow her face plays 14. Because Elvis met Priscilla when Priscilla was 14.
That's so dirty.
Don't forget that, folks. Was a different time.
Yeah, different time.
I don't know.
Somehow her face plays 14 real well, and her face plays 20.
Man,
whatever.
I'm looking at her. She looks prepubescent.
So 28.
The magic of makeup.
Yes. But then her acting fills in all the gaps in like playing the ages appropriately as well. She's really good.
Yeah.
And the best part of the Elvis movie from Baz Luhrmann was Austin Butler, and Jacob Elordi takes a swing here as Elvis, and he's also excellent. In that he plays Elvis as a character with, emotions and goals and all that stuff, as opposed to just doing an impersonation of Elvis, which is pretty cool. So the two leads are fantastic. I don't even know how Elvis knows about Priscilla. She's like sitting in a diner, and some guy comes up and says, "Elvis would like to invite you to a party." It's like, well, where is he? How's he? Why? Yeah. So from the get-go, Elvis is kind of like this weird specter. And I don't know if it's fame and fortune that makes you an a-hole or if it just expands the a-hole you already are. But you've seen the story a bunch of times with the eccentric person, you know, kind of using everyone around them. And that's what Elvis does, even though, I'll give you a good example. He's talking to Priscilla's father, and he's saying, like, I want her to come out, and I want her to come out here and stay at Graceland. I want her to live in my place and meet my family and all that.
That's and he says, accent, he's like,
I assure you, man, my intentions are honorable. And here's what I think. I think that he believes that when he says it. But then when he hangs up the phone, it's whatever's next. Like, when you're just that rich and have so much influence and yes men around you, it's like, I hung up the phone. Now what? And Margaret, sure, you wanna, you know, like, I think he just...
He got in a business mindset.
Yeah, it's a flowing sort of whatever the hell, and Priscilla's just caught up into it. And so it's not quite as scary as Spencer, if you saw Spencer with Chris.
Oh,
Kristen,
yeah, Stewart. That was so good.
That's like a house of horrors. That movie's a horror movie. Mm-hmm. This is not quite that bad, but, you know, the story of someone relatively innocent swept up in the mania of something well beyond her that she just kind of has to lean into. It's something else. I mean, the great recreation of time and place, you know, even right down to adding Jacob Elordi into famous pictures of Elvis from magazine covers to album covers. Yeah, it's Sofia Coppola's real sharp in this one, and I highly recommend it.
I have a question, Paul. Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
No, go ahead, baby. Yep. Go ahead. I got a question for you.
What kind of is throwing me off? I want to go see it, but what's kind of throwing me off is the actress, Kaylee, she's like my height. She's like 4 foot, like 5 foot nothing. You know what I mean? She's like 4'11". And then Jacob Elordi is like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, this
and
is
Elvis
not...
And Elvis is not that tall.
Yeah, this is not quite that accurate.
Yeah.
Certainly Elvis is a little spindlier in this than he was in real life. But I think it plays well for, like, just the, you know, the physical visual of a metaphor of dominance. Mm. You know, so that her kind of play, you know, looking like a daughter, looking like, you know, a toy, looking like a, you know, a small little thing at his side. And then so I think for that visual it plays well. But yeah, that historically is a bit inaccurate.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question. By the way you described it, it sounds like this would have been a movie like a better served for like a streaming service or something else other than going straight to the theater.
Oh.
What do you think? Uh-oh.
What do you think?
Shake it off.
No, just, because I'm listening, and it doesn't sound like a bad movie, but...
Allow me. All movies deserve the theater, and I'll tell you why. Because the filmmaker, and this is why I want to talk about The Killer next, but it makes me nuts that David Fincher's new movie goes to Netflix. It played for like a week in theaters so it could qualify for Oscars. But talk about a guy whose composition of the shots and the sound design and everything is so meticulously crafted. Well, it turns out any good director is going to bring that to a movie. And those elements of the film need to overwhelm the viewer in order to tell the story and have the impact that the movie is supposed to do. I think at home, where the doorbell could ring, you get a phone call, you pause it to go take a crap, whatever. Not going to help.
You're not taken out of your element.
Give over to a drama that doesn't seem like it needs the big screen. Like, unfortunately, that's sort of the new way audiences have been trained, is that big screens are only necessary for your big Marvel movies. Yep. Or a Star Wars or something. Not that they make movies anymore. But there's a reason to see everything in the theater, because the filmmaker has a spell to weave, and you need to be swept up in it by just being overwhelmed. And I know that's hard. When there's phones, go to 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. screenings. It's going to weed out a lot of idiots. And sit up front where all the phones are behind you. And, you know, for me, I'm happy to go to a lot of industry screenings because I live in L.A. So I luck out that, you know, a lot of screenings I go to are full with people who just sort of see the movie. There aren't even any kids or food or anything. So... But yeah, I recommend the theater for everything. And you know, the music has a job to do in this as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and when it's in the theater and it's big and powerful, you know, that's something. The close-ups mean more when the screen is bigger than life. So I understand where you're coming from, but I would retrain yourself. You'll enjoy the movies even more.
Indubitably.
Boom!
That was good. That was good. Now I can't wait to hear you talk about the killer.
Yeah,
I'm very excited about that. I loved it.
Yeah, I'll jump onto that. A lot of people think David Fincher is a pretty cold filmmaker, and that's true. His movies aren't like wrapped in emotion. They don't give you a hug by any means. Examples: Seven, Fight Club, Panic Room, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, yeah, no, the feel bad movie.
Those aren't going to give you the warm fuzzies. Like, no.
Yeah. So now it's interesting. He's telling a movie about a guy who is really cold. So, like, this is like the coldest movie of the year. It's already winter when you go to see this. But it stars Michael Fassbender, who, and I did the math on this, a lot of actors are doing this because of, probably because of the lockdown and then the strike and who knows what. We haven't seen Fassbender in 4 years. I remember when Top Gun Maverick came out, we haven't seen Tom Cruise in 4 years. Yeah. Same with when I saw Oppenheimer. I was like, where's Downey been? It's been 4 years since Endgame. Yeah. So it's a welcome return for him in the lead of a movie. Plus, he's got Next Goal Wins, which is a comedy, but the other side of the spectrum. Type of movie than The Killer, but so you can kind of imagine what goes on here with The Killer.
Fassbender.
What's that?
I just love
nothing,
him.
Nothing. Keep going.
Sorry. I'm drooling.
Is there a better Magneto? Nothing's better than his Magneto. It's like the greatest thing.
I'll agree with that.
In this, he plays a very meticulous assassin. You know, in the beginning of the film, he's got this target, and we get led into his head. It's a fascinating place where these crazy voiceovers exist that we get to hear.
Yes.
And this is, by the way, Andrew Kevin Walker writing this, who wrote Seven, so it's also a return between him and Fincher. But in fact, yeah, he talks more to us than other people in the movie with just the voiceover.
Yeah, I love it.
But you can guess what happens. He has a regimen and a timing to everything. So what happens on the first job we see? Well, all that goes to hell. And then we have ourselves a movie. Like, something screws up, and he has to spend the film fixing it all. And Fincher's just such an exceptional filmmaker. So specific and so over-delivering in the production value. I saw a video recently where the final take of the opening scene of Social Network was the 99th take. And there were... if you know that scene between Rooney Mara and Jesse Eisenberg, it just cuts back and forth, this back and forth conversation where Rooney Mara is basically telling Mark Zuckerberg what a jerk he is. And it ends, I think, with her quietly saying to him, "You're an asshole," I think. But she didn't do that until, like, quietly and in his face until the final take. So he just will run actors and his crew through the mix to get what's going to be exactly right. So, but that specificity pays off for you as a viewer. Like, everything you see in this is the result of just meticulous filmmaking that pays off. And speaking of Austin Butler from Elvis, he told a story on Hot Ones when he was working on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and he was going to take another scene, and he was like, "This is like a 11th or 12th take or something like that." And then Tarantino says, "We're going to do it one more time. Why?" And the whole crew, including Brad Pitt, all said, "Because we fucking love making movies." And he's like, "What is happening?" And I realized, well, yeah, that's it. 99 takes. Why? Because you love movies. If you don't love movies, what are you doing on the set? What are you doing? You know, so it all pays off in that movie for sure. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a masterpiece.
God, it's so good.
And it pays off in The Killer, too. I mean, it's a tough movie to wrap your arms around, but it's a fascinating... If it's not gripping, which it may not have been exactly gripping for me, but it was certainly fascinating throughout.
It was. And you get to go inside of his mind, this cold, calculated OCD sociopath, psychopath.
Yeah.
And you find the grain of one thing in his soul that is a kind of love for him.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. That, like, he doesn't have any, but then he finds that one little tiny kernel inside of his soul. It's a good movie, you guys. Get high and watch it. It's good.
I'll probably smoke a blunt and watch it.
There was no voiceover. Just be a guy never talking and doing very little.
Crazy. It's about a crazy, crazy, crazy white guy. But he's amazing. And the cast.
You got Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross doing another score for Fincher, and it works really well, especially in its infrequency. Like, it's one of those not overwhelming scores, but when it pops in, it's very effective. So that guy, I mean, I never would have expected him to be such a genius at film scores, those two guys from Nine Inch Nails. But, their scores for Social Network, the one they won the Oscar for with Pixar's Soul, and this one, all good.
Well, I think people thought the same thing, too, about Danny Elfman. you know, going from Oingo Boingo to, you know, doing Batman. I think that was what his first film, I think.
I thought Beetlejuice was first. No?
Yeah, it's Pee Wee before that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What, okay. What was it, Paul?
Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
That's right, Pee Wee. Yeah. That's right. Okay, yeah, because he did the whole Pee Wee thing.
Yeah.
At the Hollywood Bowl. Anyways, okay.
Don't expect these guys to be orchestral. And certainly Trezner's not that. I mean, if you listen to the opening credit music of the killer, it's like, it's like, well, this is some Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
So he leans into what he does, but he also expands it as necessary for the movie. So yeah, the two good recommendations, Priscilla, Hailey, The Killer. It's going to be cold, but it's going to be impressive.
Awesome. Sounds good, brother.
Woo!
Like I said, we've got the award season around the corner, so we'll definitely be talking about some of those things, and then also we'll get you next month for Christmas movies, any good ones that are coming out or anything of that nature too as well.
Ooh, I have one more question before we let Paul go.
Okay.
Yep.
Paul, thumbs up, thumbs down, Saltburn.
Okay, I saw Saltburn at the Telluride Film Fest, so I've been sitting on this one for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
That movie is a lot.
Oh, good. I like a lot. I'm a lot. I like a lot.
Yeah. I think I really enjoyed it because it's constantly captivating, but boy, is
theater?
It dark.
You can see it in the theater?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Of
okay. And don't take mushrooms.
Did you miss my rant? Oh, wait. Go ahead. If you take mushrooms, that movie's gonna just be bonkers.
Okay. So don't. I said yes or no. Mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The director of Emerald Fennell, the director of Promising Young Woman. So if you thought that movie was
yes,
this one and its overwhelming theme of screw the rich, I can totally get behind.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah. You'll dig it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Awesome.
It's like I recommend it, but boy, is it just like, it's the least
good. I love it. Icky. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. You'll find it fascinating.
Just ruin my brain. Scramble my brains.
Good God.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it, Paul.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, man. It's always good to hear your voice, and we will catch you next month, my friend.
Farewell, your weekly dose gang.
Take care, buddy. Love Paul, man. Paul's great.
Cool. Good information.
We could do this for hours.
He actually convinced me to watch those movies I would have never wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Watch The Killer on the biggest TV in your house.
Yeah, I got.
I've heard that's actually
75,
good.
And don't let your little kids get.
Oh no, they don't watch them.
No, keep don't let them hear it either. But it is it's dark because he literally could have been, like you're like, oh, this dude could have been a serial killer, but no. He figures he monetizes it, and he's, you know, but...
Monetizes it, wow.
Do you know what I mean? That's, you'll see. It's a good movie.
He's like Dexter, but he getting paid for it.
Yeah, and it's not, you're watching, you're like, you just can't stop watching it. It's interesting. The Killer on Netflix.
All right.
We'll Fassbender. I would hold still for Fassbender. I'd hold very still. But I want him to have a little more weight, a little more meat on his bones.
She said, no, I'd hold perfectly still.
I'd hold still. I wouldn't participate. I bet, okay, do it.
I love Amber.
Oh, shit.
That is.
I play a dead fish for him.
That's
well done,
my,
sir. Well done.
That's like the farthest not gay. Oh, that's my, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all I got to say is wow right now. Well, with that being said, let's kind of segue into things that we found about Thanksgiving tweets. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, so we'll go around this way then.
Tweet. I've got a cooler of beer, wine, and tequila in my trunk. We'll be okay.
Sometimes you need all three, all of those things for Thanksgiving.
In the trunk, though?
Well, it's outside.
Hopefully
you know.
It's back east where it's cold. Yeah.
You stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
If it's out here, it's hot and nasty.
It is, yeah. I don't want trunk wine.
Yeah.
Trunk tequila I get.
I carry a stone around to throw at anyone I hear singing Christmas songs before Christmas. I call it my Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh my gosh.
Before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving.
That's funny.
Want to try that one again?
Yeah, let me do it one time. I carry a stone around to throw it at anyone I hear singing Christmas songs before Thanksgiving. I call it my Jingle Bell Rock.
And I agree.
There you go.
A little bit.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Because I started hearing Christmas music in like October
soon
this
as Halloween's
year.
Over.
Oh, yeah, my
soon
God.
It would be like 2 weeks before Halloween.
Before Halloween now, this
commercials.
Year.
It's the commercials that start. That's what gets you. And then the freaking 103.5. What is that station? 103.5 is what? It's one of those.
Is it Coast?
Yes, Coast. I think it's Coast. They just start the Christmas immediately.
And then Black Friday started in July. Also,
and then everything is cyber.
Yeah, like, it's just no timeline.
Oh, okay. Let's see what mine is. My Thanksgiving is the day after when I eat a cold turkey sandwich in the middle of the night over the kitchen sink in my underwear. And I have to say, I'm reading somebody else's tweet, but I have done this.
Oh, so have I.
But you have to
not
add.
Not your underwear, but my underwear. Yes. But yeah.
Mine wouldn't fit you. But they fit over maybe like a foot, a leg, a thigh. Maybe, no, probably like your calf. Anyways,
calf, yeah.
I digress.
The thigh.
But you got to add the stuffing and the the gravy to your sandwich. And toast the bread.
Yeah, that's good. Toasting the bread.
And then everything else is cold inside.
I think BW actually might like this one, though. Because it says, I want to be so high on Thanksgiving, I see the turkey fly off the table.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't. Want to see my food fly away when I'm high.
Man, come back, fuck me
please.
Up. Come back.
No, turkey.
Oh, my gosh. Too much.
Okay. For $100, I will FaceTime you in scrubs on Thanksgiving and pretend to be your boyfriend that couldn't make it because he had to work in the hospital.
That is a good side hustle.
That's benevolent.
I better get a lot of hustle for
that. I think I might
try
that.
I'm about to post that one.
Yeah.
I'm about to use that one.
You can Venmo me.
That is good. That's good.
Forever grateful this year and every year that my family does not do a 5K, play touch football, or do any kind of physical activity whatsoever on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I agree, because Thanksgiving is when you're supposed to get the itis and just chill.
Yeah.
5K? Who doing a 5? I see the football game, but
I can
the
see,
5K?
I can, yeah, you out of your damn mind. What the hell wrong with you? I ain't running no 5K.
It's like when the kids are like, we want to go outside and play. And everyone's like, fuck.
You take your ass outside.
Who's going? You had those kids. You fucked and you made them. Go outside.
You can sit out the window. Go stand right there.
No, I can't. Yeah. Don't go anywhere past them 2 points because I can see right there.
Yeah. So true. Where am I at? Okay. The only nice thing about my family gatherings is after we've all eaten and done the dishes, put food away, we collectively take a nap in the living room. No fighting, no arguing, just zzzz.
Golf clap.
That's
oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
I have to add to that one if golf it's personal, yes. Is the farting and the burping.
Yes, that's what well, that's
oh, yeah.
The atmosphere.
You definitely
all
got
of the above.
The atmosphere.
Yep. Yeah, you definitely got that.
Exactly.
Oh, there's Uncle.
Anybody even complaining at that point? Like,
and
you know,
they
we
doze
understand.
Off during yes. the game.
Well,
yeah.
So you got to know who to sleep next to, too.
Yeah.
For real. I ain't sitting next to my brother or my stepfather. Over them. They have contests. But like,
what game?
Going outside.
Yeah.
Is there a good game on Thanksgiving? That's later. We'll figure that out.
Of course, well, Lions is playing.
Yeah, well, Dallas always plays on Thanksgiving.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. It's always a football or a basketball game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mostly football in the morning and basketball later.
Why do the Cowboys always get, or Dallas always get to play?
It's history.
Everybody hates the Cowboys.
Yeah, they was the first people. The Lions started it.
Yeah.
So that's why they get to do it all the time. And then the Cowboys was like the second team to make it popular.
That's supposed to be America's team.
Yeah. They made it popular, so they get
what?
The, yeah.
Yeah, the Cowgirls are America's team. So
it's all about fanatics.
I love to hate them.
My brother is a rabid Cowboy fan. I don't really watch football like that, but I call and just talk shit to him because I hate
good.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody hates the Cowboys. So.
They're playing well right now.
Ugh.
All right.
Boo.
All right, here we go. So another tweet here. At my girlfriend's house for Thanksgiving, I asked if we could watch the game. She said, of course. Then put on Gossip Girl Thanksgiving episode.
What?
Yeah, you break up with her. Yeah, that's
not
the last,
you're not
that's
listening.
The last Thanksgiving we spent together.
Gossip Girl?
What?
I would have left. I wouldn't have sat there. I would have just thought, all right.
You
well,
started this you with know. At my ex-girlfriend's house.
I like this next one, though. This is cool.
If your family starts arguing on Thanksgiving, please go live so we all can hear it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, I'd take that one.
I'll take that
do
one.
Do a TikTok live.
Knock the table
over. Yo, Will Ferrell did an SNL sketch where no matter what happened, everybody was around the table, and somebody would come in and no matter what happened, fuck this, I'm leaving Angel. Get the table over, walk out all the time. Dad, how was your day? God damn it. And he walk out. That's what I do right now.
Yeah. Oh, Will Ferrell.
My mom rented a cabin in the woods for Thanksgiving, and my entire family is here, plus my little sister is bringing 3 foreign exchange students who have never experienced Thanksgiving, and considering this horror movie dynamic, we'll all like be killed by sunrise.
Exactly.
It sounds like it.
It does. It does.
Wow, that actually does sound like
this the beginning
to a crazy movie.
And there actually is now a horror film that just came out.
Thanksgiving?
Eli Roth. Evidently, he did it as a... Like, he did it as, like, a one-off or something, but then it caught on, so he stretched it into a feature.
Wow.
I haven't heard anything about it at all. I don't know.
It's something to do, I guess, for teenagers, like, on, you know, that week. No.
It's not
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Well, it's Eli Roth, so it's the dude who did Hostel and all that stuff.
I don't like that kind of.
I don't like that kind of stuff either.
I call that torture porn. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like Saw. I don't like none of that. I want to see some demons. And some ghosts.
I guess he's in the vein. This is, if I'm thinking,
exorcisms.
This is probably in the vein of like Friday 13th, like Michael Myers type
stuff.
It's a slasher. No, it's not torture porn.
So the turkey attacks you then?
That'd be fun.
Oh, the turkey in the top hat.
It's a dude in a top hat.
Oh, it's a pilgrim.
He looks like a pilgrim.
It's a pilgrim.
But he's wearing a mask. I believe he's wearing a mask, but it looks like a pilgrim who's just going around. And I guess he don't, whatever reason, he's just killing
myself. If Paul's still listening, he's like,
brand new character.
So we got Jason, we got Freddy.
Then you got this dude.
Colonizer.
And then you got.
Let's call
word.
Write that down.
Hold
on. That's a new sketch.
That is. Yeah. That's what it is. I saw. I was like,
the colonizer.
But yeah. They're making
scary as hell. I'm scared. I'm trembling.
Thanksgiving killer named the colonizer. Y'all gonna see a sketch about
you know
that,
what? You know what's the scariest thing in the whole wide world is the truth.
Yes,
very true.
Ba-boom. The colonizer.
It'll be like a group of black people living in their neighborhood.
Where do we leave off at?
I'm the least favorite person at my family in Ohio in the South. I'm the least favorite person at holidays because I will like. Everybody's like, "Oh, we're thankful." I'm like, "Are you thankful that you're on fucking native land? Are you thankful that slaves built this?"
So I never invite you over to my house for Thanksgiving at all.
You would like? You wouldn't like that? No,
I would love it.
I'll tell some truth.
Yeah, we would have a good conversation.
Moving on.
Okay, where am I at? Call your dad now and ask him what the Wi-Fi password is so he has time to find that little piece of paper he wrote on.
Yes.
Like a year ago.
Yes.
Word.
That's a good one.
That's a good note. Hey, have that Wi-Fi password on the door when we walk in.
Don't even ask me. Yeah. Don't even ask me.
And if you turn off Wi-Fi, I'm walking right back out.
Yep.
This is a good one, too. I don't start my holiday shopping until after Thanksgiving when I find out which family members I'm still on good terms with.
That's a good strategy.
Ooh.
A lot of people lost their gifts.
Yeah, for real.
Or you switched it.
Yeah.
It's going to somebody else.
Yeah, now you're getting his gift. You're getting him. Yeah.
I forgot
your gift.
You're getting these socks now.
Oh, I love me some good socks. They make good socks.
Tell me?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing I do every Thanksgiving. Talk to no one, get drunk, and dance with the family dog.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm going
to sleep. Or the cat.
I'm just going to be sleeping.
The dog or the cat.
Thanksgiving, a time to be thankful, even after pleading with your child for an hour just to try it, giving up when they only eat a roll.
Oh, God.
Now, you're going to sit your ass right there. Everything on that damn plate. Now, you're not getting up. Sit right there, and if you get hungry later on, guess what you're going to eat?
That same
whatever's
plate.
Left on that plate.
Right?
That's why you got to do the strategy of not letting them eat until it's time to eat.
They're
going to try everything on that plate.
My parents
hell
did that.
No, you eat at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat at 6 o'clock. Nothing. Eat what everybody else eats.
And they're faint. They're like, they're passing out. Their blood sugar's low. You're like, no.
You My grandmother used to do that.
You eat this turkey and dressing and you will lick it.
Yep.
And you will say, thank you. That was my tweet right there.
Do the last one, Amber.
Okay, the very, very last one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the best part of spending time preparing for a Thanksgiving feast is watching my kid lick butter off their rolls while simultaneously feeding everything else to the dog.
Mm.
Fucking kids, man.
Love it.
You know, I made up a word. It's called a retroactive abortion. I look at my kid like, You want to retroactive abortion.
It's like the South Park episode where Cartman's mom goes to get an abortion. Yeah. And they're like, oh, how old is the baby? About 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny.
And there you go, guys. Those are our Thanksgiving tweets. And, of course, with Thanksgiving coming up this coming Thursday, you know, we're all doing the traditional thing, probably having, obviously, turkey and ham. But what are the top most popular side dishes, though, going on for Thanksgiving?
Ooh. Okay, I got you with this.
You got me
with this. Is this a top 10?
Yeah, I can do a top 10 most popular
Thanksgiving
dishes. So are we all doing it?
You got it?
I got it. I'm going to get you. I'm going to see what y'all think about these. So this is what we got. We got stuffing. You know, but it's good stuff. British, you know that? Because you know.
Whoa, that was loud as hell.
Stuffing. Beans, green. No.
Beans, greens, potatoes.
But it's the good stuff. You can't, not the box stuff.
Oh no.
It's got to be homemade stuff.
It's got to be homemade. You ain't
my mom
the
does great homemade.
We call my grandmother's recipe the precious.
Oh.
So we don't cook it but one time a year. My brother cooks it, and he cooks the precious one time a year, and the precious is the shit.
Yeah, I might need to look at that recipe.
I give it to you. I'm curious.
We keep it close.
We keep it safe.
All right. What else we got?
Mashed potatoes.
How
you know if the mashed potatoes is good? How do y'all know?
The real potatoes and the garlic, a little garlic and a little butter in there.
There she goes. It has color to it. It ain't white.
There you go. It got color to it. If it's just straight white, this is trash.
I like to cook like half an I boil half an onion and a thing of garlic in there with it. Just boil it with the potatoes.
Give me some color and give a little of it, maybe.
Red dye number three.
No. Show up, get some red mashed potatoes.
Well, I use red potatoes. That's what happened.
Oh, I just gagged a little bit.
All right, we got green bean casserole. Speaking of green.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Green beans.
Yeah, any type of form of green beans, whatever. Yeah, it's traditional.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this next one, I must say, I've never had. Corn casserole?
Never had a corn casserole.
Never had a corn casserole.
But corn, just corn or corn on the cob?
I've had corn inside of other stuff.
No, that's a white person
No, I'm as white as they come in my family in Ohio. And
thank you.
Said, no, I never heard of corn casserole.
Don't throw that on me.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
No, never. Corn casserole? Now, like some cornbread.
Cornbread.
I've never heard of corn casserole.
I haven't
either. First time I've really heard of
it. Cream corn, you know.
Yeah,
or cream corn, but
or
never.
Corn on the cob.
What is in corn casserole?
Thank you.
I don't want
to
know.
Hey, Siri.
Please,
no.
Google.
No, I don't want to know. I'm going to
ask him.
What's in a corn casserole?
The casserole only requires...
Put up the mic.
Corn, butter, eggs, and cornbread mix, or another thickening agent.
it's just cornbread.
Yeah, that don't even make sense. Corn
it's just
and cornbread.
Corn. It's corn just
mixed bread.
Corn. Put some corn flakes with some corn. No.
What?
Anyway.
With corn tortillas.
And this next one, I don't agree with what they're naming it, but I do. The sweet potato, but they say sweet potato casserole.
Now that's legit.
It's just sweet potatoes.
What's a casserole?
You just like add butter and some brown sugar.
You put it in a square dish, casserole.
Yep.
Oh, so it's just the sweet potatoes. Do y'all put the marshmallows on top?
Marshmallows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now
it's got butter, brown sugar, maybe like a little bit of cream.
A little bit of cinnamon. Okay.
That one I can get behind.
Okay, I'm with that one. Yeah. I'm with that one.
I'll co-sign that. That's legit.
Yeah. Okay, now
that's good.
This ain't in my household. We didn't get our EBT card because it.
Must we go there, sir?
I'm just saying, honey glazed Brussels sprouts.
Ew.
Hey, some people do it different ways. I mean, I personally don't care for Brussels sprouts overall. I don't care. I have yet to have a really good one.
I like how they added the honey glaze.
Savory.
Like
it was gonna make
it. See, I might try that because that honey might cover glaze. Up the bitterness.
Air fried honey glaze.
You bring honey glaze Brussels sprouts to my house for Thanksgiving dinner, you're gonna take that shit right back home.
It's gonna be sitting there.
Don't forget that dish. Take that shit with you when you leave.
Like, the flies when we gather.
Right? No, flies won't even eat that shit.
It's gotta be savory.
Flies coming down like, hey man, let's check the. Oh no, forget it.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
Type of shit the dog walk up to.
Nope.
That's like bringing the cauliflower wings. Like, here I got wings, and they cauliflower wings. You're like, you gotta tell me that before.
You go home.
You gotta tell me.
You go home.
Yeah, warn me. Warn me first. Yeah.
They're good, but you gotta tell me first.
It's a plate full of lies. That's what.
You gotta be ready that it's cauliflower on the inside.
Well, so you bring that stuff over to Lyric's house. That's more like, you know.
How about new? Bastard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. We got cranberry sauce. We all can agree.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
I like it out the can. I don't like.
Really? Like to slice it? You like to slice it? Like
yes.
Out the
I don't like it no other way.
No other way.
Yeah, I like it. It has to be sliced up. If it's just sitting there like it just came out the can.
But I'm talking about the canned cranberry. I don't
at least
want,
it is ripped for her pleasure. Yours.
I don't like homemade. I don't like none of that stuff. I like the canned cranberry.
The canned cranberry?
The canned cranberry.
Say
that again?
The canned cran. Off rose cran.
It's jello. It's jello. It's
pretty much, yeah.
All right. Everybody can agree with this next one. There's no Thanksgiving without the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I've never had mac and cheese.
What?
Seriously.
You've never eaten mac and cheese?
It has to be baked. It has to be baked. It has to be baked.
When I first went in the military.
Put lobster in it.
I know.
No. Yeah. It's just when I first went in the military, I met this cat. God rest him. He died when he was in Japan. But he used to brag. He made his homemade macaroni and cheese with seven different types of cheese.
Yeah, cheese. Seven-layer cheese.
And
yeah.
You get seven-layer cheese, and you put it in a casserole dish. And you do it all from scratch. Mm-hmm. So you buy the noodles separate, and mm-hmm. you buy individual cheese. If you get the shredded, if you get, like, the sliced cheese, you're a dumbass. You got to get the shredded cheese.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't need the sliced.
No.
Stuff don't even melt no more.
Yeah. Or
Velveeta.
But you basically get a big casserole dish. And you boil your macaroni, and you get like a whole stick of butter. Not a half, a whole stick of butter. You put an ass load of cheese in it.
Two eggs.
You mix it up.
You gotta mix
that's
two
butter
eggs.
Yep.
Put
y'all,
eggs
y'all.
In there when it's not hot.
Butter, it means butter.
Yeah, butter.
Wait. Hold on for a moment.
He said a stick of butter.
This is Casserole Talk with Lyric.
Oh my God, I love it.
So what you would do, you take your macaroni and cheese, you boil your macaroni. Right, get a whole big ass bag of macaroni, get you a couple of different types of cheese, get a whole stick of butter, two eggs, mix it all in a casserole dish, put it in the oven. After about 30, 45 minutes, you're good. And yeah, man, that's
you gotta make that noise too. That's how you know it's good.
Wop, wop, wop. But you need
that's
to
how sound when you mix
I've
it.
Heard that noise with another
exactly.
place.
Exactly, I just wanted to see your face.
You need some breadcrumbs on top.
Yes, I do agree. Breadcrumbs on top. That's good, man. Like a good macaroni, mm-hmm. Some good macaroni and cheese, that's what gives you the itis.
Yes.
Macaroni and the turkey mixed together, you're fucked for the day.
And you won't shit for a week.
Yeah,
it'll be all bound up.
Yeah,
you're like, oh,
it comes out one lump. Yes. A week later, it comes out one lump.
You have to push a lot harder.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not my black ass, no. Hell no.
You gotta do the rock when you sit.
Put your knees up by your chest.
Squatty potty.
And this has been Casserole Talk with Lyric.
Yes. Okay, we got cabbage. How y'all feel about
Hell
cabbage?
No.
What?
Yeah.
That's a vegetable. That shit off my plate.
That's how I feel about cabbage.
Thanksgiving, yeah, it's a vegetable. What's wrong with you?
Cabbage.
Thanksgiving is a cheat day.
So we replace the cabbage with glazed ham or something. What we do?
Cabbage? Replace it with something?
Glazed ham.
Maybe,
I do honey
maybe
ham.
Like a everybody broccoli said, oh, casserole.
Like a honey ham.
Broccoli casserole would be good. Broccoli.
You said broccoli casserole?
That's one.
Oh, broccoli with
make.
Cheese is good.
Again, another vegetable. What's wrong with y'all?
Hold on. I got you. I got you.
You
got
to push the mac and cheese through.
Greens. Collard greens.
Yes, some good collard greens.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta ask this because I really don't know. What is collard greens?
Mustard greens.
Okay, so you know what greens are, right?
No.
Greens are, it's
I mean, I know it's a Southern thing.
Yeah. Yes,
it's just it's like big ass. It's similar. Well, it's not similar. It's
thick
to
ass lettuce.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much. It's just thick ass lettuce.
But
lettuce.
You cook it.
Yeah, you cook it. You boil
spinach.
You boil.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
yeah.
good spinach.
Greens are kind of like spinach, but
thicker
better.
And seasoned better.
You take
better.
Them,
better.
You boil them. You put your salt. Okay. Put your fat back in there.
You gotta have a pork.
In what
pork
way?
Butt.
Okay, but in what way?
The
is,
taste
is it better?
Taste
is amazing. Taste. Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. Then you guys got.
You can drink the soup off some. Like you get some good greens. Yeah, you can drink the soup off that shit.
You got to get me some. I want to try it. I've never tried it.
I'm bringing the greens and the sweet potato.
Yum.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Is the list almost over? Because there's one I ain't heard yet.
I got one more.
Okay.
Homemade buttermilk cornbread or biscuit.
Yes. Mm.
Yes. Jiffy.
You have to.
Oh, of course. It's, I mean, Jiffy. I make the... My Jiffy be killing.
Jiffy. Yeah, the Jiffy cornbread. You
do
gotta
you
add
guys,
a Jiffy.
Do you guys add a can of corn to it, too? Do you guys add regular? I don't either.
No.
To what?
Cornbread.
To the, yeah, people like to add like
who
a
who the hell adds can of corn to cornbread?
I don't know. People do. No,
white people.
I don't.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That's a white people thing, right?
I don't like it.
It's
I don't
not
like
necessary.
I want real
it's cornmeal.
Yeah.
It's already
yeah,
like,
yeah,
why
yeah.
cornmeal. Adding corn on corn.
People, I mean, it's also bad for you because there's a lot of corn starch.
I know,
right? Well, white people will also get... Like cornmeal and then deep fry it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Southern
hush
shit.
Puppy.
Yeah. And they call it a hush puppy.
No, hush puppies are the shit.
I love hush puppies.
I'm from Arkansas.
I love hush puppies.
Homemade
though.
Hush puppies are the
they
shit.
We got to find a good restaurant.
I already
that
got
have.
Some.
Do you?
I already know one. Yeah, I only go to one. So all the best places to eat are always in the hood. Okay. They're never anywhere else. They're always in the
hood. Oh, I believe it. It's like the best Mexican restaurants are like in East LA.
Oh, yeah. The best hush puppies I found. I only eat catfish for one. Because I'm a big catfish fan.
Oh, God.
And there's only one place in LA I eat catfish. It's off Pico. It's down by my neck of the woods. And it's over in K-Town. And, yeah, man, I go get my catfish, my homemade hush puppies. It's cooked by Koreans in the middle of the hood. You know it's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit's on point.
Let's go.
All right. I'm there.
We'll get some.
I'm there.
I bring some in one day.
The 10 most popular Thanksgiving dishes.
There you go.
I miss hush puppies.
There you go.
I'm hungry.
Me all too.
Right. So I want to get through these things real quickly for us overall because I want to get to something else to see if we can get to it. Let's see, where did I put it overall?
The people are not complaining. They will listen what happens.
They will listen. They will listen. Well, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday today.
Oh boy.
Wow,
damn, we got two Mickey Mouses in this one.
I kind of like it.
That's
there.
Donald. That's you doing some Donald. And then Mickey Mouse talks like this. Oh, boy. Mickey. Boys and girls.
So we're going to use last week's birthday thing because it's a Disney thing.
Yes.
So his creator had the studio have applied several different birthdays to the lovable mouse over the years. But, of course, November 18th, 1928 was finalized as Mickey's birthday with stardom. Before that, Mickey Mouse came under a roller coaster of events of Oswald's success and Universal's disappointing contract negotiations, but Disney Brothers Studios took their leave of both the studio and Oswald and set to work creating the character who would go on to lead the company into the future. Of course, from the rabbit named Oswald to a mouse named Mortimer. Eventually, Squeak Voice wrote it was dubbed Mickey. He flopped into two animated short films without any success. Then on November 18th, 1928, Mickey Star was born. The first animation synchronized to music and sound effects, Steamboat Willie, premiered in New York. So, happy birthday, Mickey.
Happy
is 95 years old. So, do you know what his full name is?
Say it.
Michael Theodore Mouse. But Mickey for short. So there you go. Yeah, Michael Theodore Mickey in quotations Mouse. So there you go.
Michael Theodore. I hated Mortimer. He was an asshole.
He was racist.
I've seen some.
He was. He was awful.
He was a racist mouse.
Man, he was terrible.
Hey man, Disney was different back in the day, y'all.
Oh my
gosh. It was far different back in the day.
It definitely was. All right.
Look at that asshole right there. Look at that. Look at that asshole.
He does look like a
dick. That is a terrible picture. He
doesn't look
looks like a tool.
Yeah, he does.
Yes!
He looks like a straight ass.
He's like the original douchebag. Ugh.
He might does look pretty bad.
He's the one who will he'll get a blowjob and then he'll beat the guy up. an alley.
He's the guy.
You know, like GTA, whoop his ass to get his money back.
Yes. That's cold-blooded. Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
With his sweater and his pants and his...
Oh, this podcast just took a turn.
I'm straight.
Well, let's take another turn then. Sorry. So I want to share this with you guys, too, real quick. So I don't know if you guys were ever big fans of The West Wing or not.
Not really.
Okay.
Not
really. I've watched it.
I grew up on the West Side.
It came on when I was young.
Okay.
I never really watched it.
I like All right. BW.
So for me, it's one of my favorite shows. And there's the thing I wanted to share you guys, and we kind of do it every year here on the show, is when the president, President Bartlett, calls the Butterball hotline.
If they want the nickel and dime stuff, I'll tell you one thing we can do.
What's that, sir?
This time of the year, there should be a hotline you can call with questions about cooking turkeys, a special 800 number where the phones are staffed by experts.
Really? There is.
What do you mean?
The Butterball hotline.
Butterball has a hotline?
Yeah. It's an 800 number. The phones are staffed by experts.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God, I'm sorry. I love my country. Charlie, give me the number for the Butterball hotline.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome. He calls.
Oh, my God.
Ah, something important.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that, sir?
The number for the Butterball hotline.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. That's a real thing.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a real thing.
Watch and learn.
The president really called it.
Welcome to the Butterball Hotline.
Hello.
Please stand by for our next available operator to assist you.
That's about right.
Charlie!
With what?
Hello, welcome to the Butterball Hotline.
What the hell is this?
Hello?
How can I help you, sir?
Well, first let me say, I think this is a wonderful service you provide.
Well, thank you. May I have your name, please?
I'm a citizen.
I'm sure you are, sir, but if I have your name, I can put your comments in our customer feedback form.
I'm Joe Bethersonton. That's one T and with an H in there.
And your address?
Fargo.
Your street address, please?
Zip code Fargo, North Dakota, right now.
My street address is 11454 Pruder Street. And it's very important that you put street down there, because sometimes it gets confused with Pruder Way and Pruder Lane.
What do you got?
It's apartment 23R.
I love how he stopped.
Fargo, there. North Dakota. Zip code 50504.
Thank you. Your voice sounds very familiar to me.
I do radio commercials for products.
And how can I help you?
Stuffing should be stuffed inside the turkey. Am I correct?
It can also be baked in a casserole dish.
Well, then we'd have to call it something else, wouldn't we?
I suppose.
If I cook it inside the turkey, is there a chance I could kill my guests? I'm not saying that's necessarily a deal breaker.
Well, there are some concerns. Two main bacterial problems are Salmonella and Campylobacter jejuna.
All right. Well, first of all, I think you made the second bacteria up. And second of all, how do I avoid it?
Make sure all the ingredients are cooked first. Sauté any vegetables, fry sausage, oysters, etc.
Excellent. Let's talk temperature.
165 degrees.
No, see, I was testing you. The USDA calls for turkeys to be cooked to an internal temperature of 180 to 185 degrees.
Yes, sir. I was talking about the stuffing, which you want to cook to 165 to avoid the health risks.
Okay. Good testing.
You have an accurate thermometer?
Oh, yeah. It was presented to me as a gift from the personal sous chef to the king of auto sales in Fargo. Phil Beharnd, the man can sell a car like anything.
Very good, sir. You have a good Thanksgiving.
And you do, too. Thanks a lot. Wow. That was excellent. We should do that once a week.
I like him, yo. He's hilarious, yo. He'd be cool to work with. I like him.
Martin Sheen?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, we had his granddaughter in here, Paloma, who's a friend of mine. She's Emilio's daughter.
Yeah, where?
Sweet girl, love her. Talented drummer as hell.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so she came in. We kind of talked about, you know, the family a little bit and everything. And she goes, yeah, she goes, oh, no, grandfather's very, very funny. He likes to joke around.
Grandfather.
And stuff.
He looks like it, man. Yeah. He'd be fun to work with you.
So
she literally said grandfather.
Yep. Yep. She
not
did.
Papa. Grandpa.
Yeah. Well, we referred to him as her grandfather. So, yeah. So I guess
grandfather is very funny. That just says right there he's not funny. Grandfather. Can I?
There's a call, there's a call, there's a call for you. There's a call on the phone for you.
So apparently we got a phone call that just came in here and everything. And so we're going to try and make this connection. I think it's Tom.
Hey, Tom, what's up, man?
No, hold on, shut up, I'm not done. Now, look here. I'm angry and I gotta get some off my delicious breast.
Okay, well, what's wrong?
Now, every year, as soon as November comes, everybody start putting up Christmas decorations, and y'all just push me to the side.
Well, people like to prepare early, man.
So y'all just gonna forget about me and my people?
Your people?
Yes, us Meligris people.
Meligris?
Yeah, scientific for butterball.
Oh.
All right, now every damn year, y'all do the same thing. No one celebrates Turkey Day anymore. It's all about Santa's fat ass. Y'all don't even eat him.
Eat Santa's ass?
No, you moronic homo sapien. Every year, you humans decimate thousands of my brethren, all the while Santa and his punk ass elves get off scot-free.
Well, Tom, I see you're still here and haven't been affected.
I thank you for staying out of my personal affairs, you hairless, unsavory meat sack.
Unsavory?
That's all for now. To go say goodbye to my cousin and his family. They're off to Piggly Wiggly.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Happy Turkey Day, colonizers.
Damn, he's angry.
Okay. Bro, I guess so.
I felt it. Energy, yeah.
I guess Tommy's still there. No, I guess he hung up.
He hung up. Yeah, he said he got a family man.
No, I'm still here. I hear you talking.
Okay, Tom. You sound delicious.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I am delicious. All my brethren are delicious, especially with some sweet potatoes and some yams, and just leave away that goddamn corn casserole. You hate that shit.
I agree with you, Tom.
You don't like to be paired with corn casserole.
You hate that shit.
Okay.
Tom, can I ask, what is your favorite side dish to serve with you?
My favorite side dish?
Yes, sir.
It requires a lot of thinking, homeboy. If I had to say my favorite, I do like the dressing when they stuff it a little.
Oh, my gosh. I thought he was going to say reparations, but I like the stuffing, too. That's good. That's good.
Reparations. That's a whole nother conversation, human. Anyway, I hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week, and remember...
Yes,
it's about my brethren. Fuck Santa and elves.
We gotta wait for that, right?
Goddamn right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
See you next
Friday.
We'll
see you, Tom.
I bet elves are gamey. You know what I mean?
I think Tom sounds gamey.
Yeah.
Tom sounds angry as hell. Tom sounds like he was pissed. Tom sounds like he was pissed off.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got a few moments left. Should we go ahead and play the game?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play the game then, guys. Here we go. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. And now, the game that makes Tom Turkey calm down. Quiz me. Quiz you.
Quiz you.
Intern Chris, what's happening, baby?
How you doing, man?
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see all y'all.
All right. Intern Christopher's got the 10 approved questions there.
Yes, I do. We got some Thanksgiving one, a little Mickey Mouse sprinkled here and there. So let's begin with question number one. Yeah, you like that?
I know you got some better vibrato in there.
Yeah. All right. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
First video game.
Lyric. Mario.
No.
Sean. Brian.
Go ahead.
No, Brown.
It should be.
I
know.
Oh, man, y'all made me forget it. Sonic.
Amber.
Nope.
Sonic?
Yeah.
That is correct!
I was going to say Pikachu.
I was going to say Pac-Man.
Gosh. I was thinking Pac-Man.
All
too.
Good guesses, but not. It was Sonic.
Wow.
The
Pac-Man in the they waited though. A long time. They waited a long time. Yeah. So, you know,
94, 95, one of them.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Question number two. What year did A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving debut on television?
Oh, wow.
Amber.
Amber.
I'm going to say 82.
No.
Hey, Brown.
Brown.
89.
No. Amber's closest.
Oh. Sean.
Sean.
81.
No.
Lyric. 78.
That is correct. Whoa! 78.
Lyric got it.
Lyric
nice.
Got it.
Nice.
All right, let's see who gets question number three. All right. Which U.S. founding father famously referred to turkeys as a bird of courage?
Sean. Benjamin Franklin.
That is correct.
Wow.
I was there.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was cool.
It's a good ass turkey,
it was a
man.
Good turkey,
yeah, it's a courageous turkey. Mm-hmm. All right. Question number four.
Right into the box.
All right. The Opry House was a musical short where Mickey Mouse first wore what piece of clothing?
The Opera House?
Opry.
Amber.
Opry. Amber.
Sean.
I'm going to say. Wait a minute.
Amber said,
I know, but I can still say his name.
he had a tuxedo, like a jacket.
He did, but that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay. Oh.
Sean, you did.
Yeah, I was going to say overalls.
No.
It was the first piece.
Brown, Lyric.
Say the question again.
The Opry House was a musical short where Mickey Mouse first wore what piece of clothing?
Oh, I know now.
Oh, he knows it.
I know now.
You guys better get something, otherwise I'm going to have to give it to him.
I'm going to say a white robe.
Nah, Lyric, you got nothing?
No, I got nothing, baby.
All right, Sean.
All right, Sean.
How would he do? A conductor's jacket.
No.
Oh.
It's a famous piece of clothing of his.
Suspenders.
No.
Is it not
the purple wardrobe?
This is his shorts? Like, is it the shorts?
It's his gloves.
Oh.
He did the Michael Jackson that episode, I remember.
Why is Donald Duck... Donald Duck has no pants but a shirt, but Mickey has only pants.
Okay, here's a quick question. Since Donald Duck doesn't wear pants, ever... Why is it when he gets out of the shower, he wraps a towel around himself?
He got a dry still. He's still got wet feathers.
But wrap a towel around himself, though?
Look, man, you're thinking too hard, bro. You gotta drip the water on the floor.
The real question, why is he taking a shower? Since, like, duck feathers, they repel water.
Yeah, so,
like,
that is.
Damn, interim Chris.
They still gotta be clean.
That is a good one, though.
All right, question number five.
Still soap.
I love this Donald.
What American company invented the traditional Thanksgiving green bean casserole?
Ooh, Amber.
Amber.
Campbell's.
That is correct.
Ooh. That's the first thing I thought.
Good.
Yeah, it's nice. Because they got all the ingredients. They made all the ingredients. Like, why not, right?
Yeah.
We got all this shit nobody buys. Let's make something.
All right.
The colonizer.
All right, question number six. halfway point, everybody has 1 point. All right.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. All right.
Good job, us.
Good job. All right. This is going to be...
Equality.
You can let me speak? All right.
Shut the hell up.
All right. This is going to be a round robin. Closest answer is going to take
God.
It. God. How much did the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner cost? Sean, what's your guess?
$10,000.
Okay. Amber, what's your
guess? What year was it?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say. It's not that big of a factor, I feel
it's
like.
It's not?
Okay.
What decade?
God.
Who was the president?
What decade? Yeah.
Did Mickey have his gloves on or not?
That's a good question.
I believe it was sometime after 1980s. It was the late 1900s. So,
okay.
Whether that actually helps you or not, I don't know. And honestly,
I don't care. It does. Let's see.
Well, while you're thinking of that, Lyric, what are you guessing?
$1 million.
Okay. Brown.
I was going to say $100,000.
$100,000. Okay. Amber?
I don't know. I'm going to go big because it's back then, you know. I would say, I don't know, I'm going to go half. I'm going to go like $500,000.
What's the answer?
$180,000. Brown is closest.
So for the rest of us,
you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Who's judging this and who's like keeping track of who this is? Weird.
I am.
No, not that. The fucking most expensive Thanksgiving dinner. And who was it?
It was a bunch of rich ass people. Who care? All right. Question number 7.
It was venison. It was venison.
All right. What month does Canada celebrate Thanksgiving?
Sean. December.
No.
Damn.
Brown. October.
That is correct.
Yeah, that was my next answer.
I was about to say trick question.
Oh, no.
So they celebrate before us.
Yeah, I thought
it was after, but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's second Monday, I believe. All right. Question number 8. Y'all better catch up, otherwise Brown's going to steal this from you. All right.
That's why.
All right.
I respect that.
Who was the first person to provide the voice for Mickey Mouse?
Sean. Walt Disney.
That is correct.
So I did know that one.
And I think it's kind of a modern thing now for creators to voice characters in their show.
It is. Oh, yeah.
It was the person who drew it the first time, and then he gave, and then he was like, why don't you do it instead? So I was in the studio that day, too.
Oh, shit. Nice. Time traveler.
The more you know.
Yo, I got to download that sound effect. Because I could just play that shit randomly throughout the day.
All right. Question number nine. Where did the first turkey trot take place?
Turkey what?
Trot.
The turkey trot. Where did the first turkey trot take place? Brown.
New Hampshire.
No.
Amber.
New
York.
That is correct.
What the hell is a turkey trot?
New York.
You don't know what the turkey trot is?
No. What the hell is a turkey
trot? We got to discuss all that.
It's some white people shit. It's dumb. And every time I hear about it, I'm like, what? It's a race.
All right. Final question.
Final question.
All right, this is going to be another round robin. Guess the year.
Ooh.
All right.
Shit.
What year did Mickey Mouse first appear in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Oh,
we're going to start with Brown this time around.
All right. 1945.
I'm 45? Okay.
Shh. I'm going to say, I don't even know how long the Macy's Day
That's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking, like, when did the Macy's Day Parade start?
Let's say...
It started in, like, the 1920s.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it started around there.
Let's say 53.
53, okay. Amber?
Man.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. I'm going to say, that's hard. I'm going to say 45.
45, so same as Brown?
Oh, right? You said 45 too?
I did.
Well, you said 50?
53.
50. I'm going to go 50.
All right, Sean?
1938.
1934,
Sean!
Whoa! Nice. I was like, did he wait for there to be TV? Because he was on TV.
I think they was trying to pump it during the war. Yeah. That's why I was going.
Yeah.
But it was before that. Okay.
Sean wins.
Tied between Sean and Brown.
Nice, you guys. Good job.
Nice, brother. Absolutely.
You were being nice.
I knew the Walt Disney
to the time and the season.
Yeah. Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed today's show. And, of course, have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
y'all. If you guys can avoid it, please avoid the family arguments, man. It is all about coming together. Overall, unless you're Tom the Turkey, then it's something totally different. But other than that, you know, I am thankful to have this show back up again. And thankful that Lyric and BW are here. And, of course, Amber, who I loved you very dearly.
You're right. Say that.
And so I'm very grateful to have this show because Lord knows I need it right now, too. So it's a good thing. You guys want to say anything as we go off?
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Enjoy the time with your people.
Yes. Be safe. Yes.
Oh, eat good, y'all. Eat good. Sleep good. And then watch Sketchy Budget whenever you got some time.
Yeah.
Go to the YouTube. Look us up, Sketchy Budget.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So next week, don't forget, show's website is yourweeklydose.com. XN, Instagram, yourweeklydose1. Email is yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
The moon rise over a
prairie. Accolades.
Oh,
like, why
yeah, look us up at Sketchy Budget on all social media and check me out, The Lyric, on everything. Blessing.
Brown Waters, you know how to find me.
Yeah, just go to the Hudson River.
Oh, gosh.
Or Flint, or Santa Monica.
Or Flint,
yeah, that's true. Mine's just my name. Mine's my name, Amber Ash McCary. You can look me up.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, it's just simply Sean R. Unplugged. Simple as that. All right, buddy, be good to each other. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
When time comes to be going, it won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.